Okay, today we're going to begin Hilchas Tzedaka. We did 19 Shiurim on Ma'asik Safim, and now we're going to begin Tzedaka. And then we have to figure out the connection between Ma'asik Safim and Tzedaka, and that's okay. But we'll get to that. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to talk about is, what is the definition of an Ani? You give tzedakah to aniyim. So who's an ani? How do you define an ani in halacha? And there are two shitas in the poskim about this. And so let's try to figure it out. Okay, so we know there's a Mishnah in Peah, or Perkas Mishnah Tes. Mi sheyesh lo masayim zuz, lo yitol leket shikol peah u'maiser ani. In other words, if you have 200 zuz, we'll have to see what that is, but if you have 200 zuz, you're not qualified to take peya leka shikha, which goes to aniyim. All the matnas aniyim, you are not qualified to take. So the simple pshat is, because once you have masayim zuz, you're not an ani. And then the Mishnah says, but once you're below the 200 level, so then you could take even 1,000, you know, meaning once you're an ani, you don't say, oh, you just get the amount to make you not an ani. Once you dip below the 200 zuz, you're an ani, and then they can give you as much as they want. Now the Rash says, so he says that this is the shear that it takes for a year for expenses, for living expenses. So whatever Masayim Zuz was, Bizman Chazal, is irrelevant to us now. It was, so therefore, if you have the amount of money to support yourself for a year, then you're not an ani. Meaning, so it doesn't mean you necessarily have to have that amount in the bank. In other words, you have a job, and with the job that you're going to have, that will, you know, between you and your wife or whatever, you'll have enough to support yourself and your children for a year, then you're not an ani. No, so the property, we'll see. In other words, you don't necessarily have to sell your property.
Right.
Right, so you need liquid. You need liquid.
Let's see, like $1 million house, which one do
you do? Yeah, so we'll see. But usually somebody has $1 million house, has... Okay, so let's see. So that is the first... opinion, and the Bartanuris brings it down as well on the Mishnah here on page 2. Masayim Zuz Kim Lei L'Rabbanan She'elu Maspikim L'Shona Achas L'Chsus U'L'Mazonus on page 3. Right? In other words, whatever you need for clothing and for food. Now, so if you look at the smock here on page 4, he writes, he says, there used to be a concept of a tamkoy and a kupa. Those were the public stocker things, and they had a whole system of how they worked. So he says, we don't have that bizman azet. So he says, I left that out of my compendium. She'ena nogim for malchu yitza'ela. V'chein din mi she'yesh v'masayim zuz eino noheg beinenu. So the smak says an interesting thing. He doesn't explain it. But he says, the concept of the masayim zuz is eino noheg beinenu. So the question is, why not? Why is that not noheg Beinenu. So, if you look, in the tour, so he's going to explain on page 7.
What's this?
If you want to see, I'll show you for a second. Take a look on page 14 for a second. He says, So what does that mean? Look at Halacha Beis. My kupa, my tumble. Because of Torah, kol yesh yesh v'Yisrael, hayovin lam min v'hem gabay tztaka, yidum, and amanim shi machzirim kol, ala'am me'erv Shabbos v'erv Shabbos. So these gabay tztaka would come once a week, v'lochim mikol echam v'hem mashahu roi litin, v'dover hakotz of alayim. Whereas, and he would take a certain amount of money from each person, what he could afford. And then they would give one time a week for the aniyim, and that would last them for the whole week. That's called kupa. So it's something that they gave you to last you for the next week. So if you have money for the next week, then you can't take from the coupon. We'll see if it's so the first thing was the coupon. So, I mean, he uses Lashon Mos when he refers to the kupa. He says, "Nosim heim chalkim hamos me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos." So the simple pshat is that was money, and the tamchoi is the next thing when he says it was different. So he says that if you have enough for the week, then you don't take from the kupa. And the other thing was the tamchoi, and that they took either food or money. And that was only for the day. What you need for today, you need something for today, we give you for today. The tamkoi system was for today, the kupa system was for the week. V'zeh nekra tamkoi. V'fich ha-mi she'yesh lo panosis yom echad, lo yitol mimenu. V'zeh she'kosef she'yum mechazrin al-am mi'erv Shabbos la'erv Shabbos lo she'erv Shabbos yum mechazirim kol ha'shavua. The tamchoi was for everybody, not only for the people of that community. But the kupa was only for the people of that community. So, because it was dover kotzuv aleim kolomar v'al kupa yedovus ktsuvim chol balabais kach v'kach. Every balabais had to give a certain amount. Because it was for the city, so we knew exactly basically what we needed. The tamkoi wasn't dover kotzov because the kupa was only lani ayir, and they knew exactly what the budget was. But she'en kein tamkoi is lani olam, so then you had no way of knowing how many people So sometimes they would need more. Sometimes they would need less. But these were the two systems that were set in place, the kupa and the tamchoi. So the smach says, we don't have these things with manazah, so all the halachas of kupa and tamchoi are not, he didn't bring down. So now comes the tour on page 7. It says like this. Yesh olim shakol eil hashiurim lo nemru ela bimeim shayolam kupa v'tamchoi v'yim kalkin ma'aser oni v'chol shona v'yim not lum lekek shikul peh v'fich hashiurim shemisha yesh lo masayim zuz lo yitol v'shayachol lava v'hen shona u'v'shona bo yelo b'mesha yichya. You see, the concept of the 200 zuz is only when they had the kupa v'tamchoi. So you know, all you know is you need for this year. But I don't have the next year. So what? But if you don't get anything by next year, you'll still be able, we have the system built in for you, of the kupa v'tamchoi for you. So we're only going to worry about you for this year, and try not to have to rely on the kupa v'tamchoi. And if by the end of the year you don't have more money, so then we're not worried right away, because you'll be able to get for the kupa of a tam. You'll be able to take from the kupa of a tamchoi. So the only thing we want, the only thing we're worried about is if you don't have 200 zuz now, so then we consider you an ani, and then we can give tzedakah to you. But once you have 200 zuz, then you're good for the year. And if for some reason you don't have your life together by next year, so we have the backup system already in place. So therefore, the 200 zuz idea might not be applicable b'zman hazeh, says the Torah. And the Beis Yosef says, kach kosov, on page 7, kach kach smach, din m'sheyesh lo kuf kuf 200 zuz, einu noz b'zman hazeh v'yineinu, v'orchai kosov, v'mishel kuvnulim, yoko li tol tztok, omer ani, kol ufi parnasoso, parnasos b'nei beso. So that's the first thing. So that's what the Torah says, that we don't give, and then we have so then if that's not knowing as well as that the 200 zuz, because we don't have the kupa of a tamchoi, then what's the criteria? So that we have to see. But then take a look in the Chasam Sofer on page 13. He says, "Hinei smach subsim reishmin zayin. Chen dim ishei shel masayim zuzayin anol beinenu. V'yom beis yosef v'shalom de beinayim." So, as Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out from live, it's a little bit different than the tour. He says, "Beinayim hayolhem leket shikha opeya hayu mispanesim mishana l'shana hayezeh hashir l'shana adbot v'osu shel shana acheres." In other words, basically, as Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out, basically what we have to get you through is till the next crop. So, you know, as Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out, it was all agricultural, the whole system of finance. So it's the new crop. And now you have, so again, we want to make sure you get through the year. So that's why if you have Mazayim Zuz, you get through the year. And the next year, he doesn't focus on Moshe Shapiro points out basically on the kupa of tamchoi. The next year you have what? You have lechet shechem peah to take, so you're good. So the question is that today we have a different system. We're not, as Moshe Shapiro pointed out, we're not dealing with the agricultural crop and things like that. We have a different way of earning money and things like that. So then we have to see. So then what should be a shiur b'zman hazeh. So if you take a look, back in the tour on page 7, so he says, the last word on the line is Ha'idna. Ha'idna. In the middle of the tour, on page 7, on the left side, the last word on the line is Ha'idna. Aval Ha'idna, she'en kol zeh. So we don't have the lekat shechupeya. We don't have the yochel lito achi lo keren kidei lisparnes min harevach. Teidel chosherei chiluk bein imnosei minosei shazafilim yeish lo chabishim zuz lo yito lufi she'efsha lo lisparnes min harevach al mokakol lufi ha'inyiv efsha v'vim ha'isa ha'atsa miyuto ve'efsha lisparnes berevach shal chabishim zuz lo yidna y'efsha v'akol lufi ha'mokum v'ashah. So you have to have, it's not enough that you have just for a year. In other words, you have to have amount of money in that you have that you could...
without definition, 99% of the population.
I mean, yeah, so what do you mean? You need money in the bank.
You have a trust fund that can support you.
Yeah, you need money in the bank that the revach, the interest or whatever from that money could keep you going indefinitely. And if you have that in the bank, then so you have your, we don't have the outside support system of the Lekha Shekopeya or of the Tamchoy, but you have to have a Karen that you could be misparnes min harava. Doesn't say for how long, but let's assume indefinitely. Yeah. So let's see.
The next sentence of the tour, because you say here if you're working well, then you're not going to be, you can keep less money with it.
Where does he say by working? In other words, if your expenses are limited and you could have chamishim zuz and do business with your chamishim zuz and have enough, then enough. In other words, it can work both ways. It can make you.
99% of people don't have a trust fund like that, but they have a job and they're able to.
Right, they have a steady. In other words, they have a job with an indefinite stability of. So if they have a job with an indefinite stability, so then they're not an oddity. They have the job and then it could support them indefinitely. Not necessarily just for a year, but in other words, you have a job that you're. It's not that you're hired just for the year.
So now you need to talk about before. If there's someone who doesn't have a job and doesn't have a trust, he doesn't have $1 million in the bank either. And if you're unemployed and you only have $50 in the bank, even if you can make it for a year, you're
not
because you can't live off.
You can't live off of that, right? And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Shukavar says, he quotes all that. He says, so first he quotes that, and then in the Sif Beis, page 11, he says, Yechon Shalonem or Shum Alal Al Bimeim. Well, the Zman is a Yachal Yichal Asher Yelo Karen today. She's Parnesu Bnei Beiso Mehareva with Vorm Shal Tamim. Vorm Shal Tam. So it makes a lot of sense. Then Sif Dalet, take a look, Balabayas, a holek mimokum lumokum. Kolu ma'osav b'derach. In other words, say you're a balabai, you have money, but you're going from one place to another, you don't have it on you. You don't have all the cash on you. So right now you're out of money. You're out of money. Then you'll come back home, you'll have money. So you have to obey, so he says, so you're allowed to take tzedakah in the meantime. Shechter always quotes this Mishnah, Asher Shalom Ben Komo is an ani. Shechter likes to tell the story that Rav Gerelik was Rosh Hashiva here, and he lived in the Bronx, and sometimes the boys would walk on Shabbos to visit him and talk and learning, and then they would go back to YU afterwards, but they wouldn't have any money on them. So he would take money from the Pushka and he would give the boys so they could pay for their train ride or whatever, go back to YU based on this halacha. We have to see all the ramifications of this, but that's what the idea. Balabais, all that, all these boys can afford the train, but they don't have money. You don't have money on you now, so you're an oni. Yeah, Pasher Rishon. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes on this on page 12, on the end of Halacha Yud Beis, last four lines. He says, Zash Adover Poshach im Zeha Balabais Ha'ovim Mimokum Mimokum Bicholto Lelavos Sh'osho Lo Lekabot Tzedakah. In other words, he can borrow money. If he can borrow money where he is, then he shouldn't take tzedakah money. Because he can borrow money now. All he has to do is get through till he gets home. And then he has the money at home. So if he can borrow money, then he's good. Then he can't take from the tzedakah. Okay, so let's take a look in some tshuvas in the Achronim about this. So take a look first in the in the Sefer Orach Tzedakah on page 16, Rabbi Cheskel Feinhandler. He quotes a tshuva from Rav Vosner, but let's see the upshot is here on top. It says, Misha Yishlo Maskoros Kavua. He has a job, he has a set salary. He must speak a lo lutzrochov, and the salary covers his needs. Lo yitol min hatzedakah. Ach im eina kvua, mutol lo yitol min hatzedakah. So take a look at the footnote on Hay. He quotes from Shutshev Alevi, which we'll see inside momentarily. Kachkosav of Park, from Shem Rav Al Yashiv. Hakol tov in Yishlo Parnasa Mushuderes Lis Parnispa. He has a Parnasa set up. He only got a job for a year. Ufishona Acheres Kifi Haros Eilo Adayim Mokum Yadul Lis Parnispa. But he doesn't have anything set up for next year. So that's totally on the discussion that we had before. Because if you hold that the din of 200 zuz was knowing b'zman hazeh, then it would be okay. But a lot of poskim said it's not knowing b'zman hazeh. Harehu begeder ani. Then he quotes from Rav Yashi, Mishu yil maskoros kavua. Because he has a maskoros kavua, but it's not enough to pay the expenses of him and his family. He said, Yeshua was good for Mespekis Racha, Lav Sheishol Chogos, Eli Tomerat Stake, he says from Memo Yashu. So let's see the tshuva here from Rav Osmer on page 15. Ashashal Bechot Sheish Lo Schum Kesef Ayam Maspik Lo Parnosis Beiso Lo Yud Beis Chodesh Achroto Lo Kachas Kesef Hanal. So he has money in the bank for a year. Achroto Lo Kachas Kesef Hanal. But he wants to take that money from the bank and buy a dira with it. And he'll rent out that dira. Ach devei haschiras lo yagiu leparnosas chodesh bechodsho. Vayidezeh shuv nitzrach letzdaka. In other words, so he has money for the year, but he wants to have income. So he's going to buy a dira and get income, but that income is not going to carry him through the month, the monthly expenses. So now he's going to need to kill a kesef anal yeshlo din asher. He also lokach min atzdaka. He's buying his man kesef as yeshalo. Or maybe that's not right. Maybe it wasn't proper for him to spend that money. So he says, "V'didi poshen mod yochel lasos kein." He says he thinks it's okay because he says, according to the shita that we seemingly follow, that if you have enough money for the year, you're not an ani. But we said that really doesn't apply bizman hazeh. So mimela, you're an ani now. So now you want to have some kind of income. Afil yeshlo masayim zuz leparnasas shana achas yochel litam man tzedaka. So just because he had that money in the bank, he was still an ani. So now he wants to do something to have income, so he could do that. Okay, gam im lo yikne maspik lo liud bes chodesh kumokam mutol likol. He says even if he would do nothing, even if he wouldn't have bought that dira, he doesn't have enough money. He only has money for a year. That's not good enough because he doesn't have enough money to continue beyond the year to have a parnasa kavua. He says, the Tamatur, the Rakisha Hoya Meister on the Lekashikhulpeya. If King Shayava Shoda, Parnassus is with Chodje, and that's an imchonal Parnasso, Mashenkim is Manenu. He says, in the other days, so he had the, you know, the Lekashikhulpeya, or the Chasam Sofer says he had the Lek, you know, the Kupa Matamchoy, whatever, he had something waiting for him. But now not, Mashenkim is Manenu, Mutalito, Achi Yelo Karen, Shemimani Yochel is Parnassu Beso. So he says, "Miu chasafti b'mokam acher, digam im engel keren, mish sheyesh maskoros kavua shemenu mispanes berevach, pshita dasher litol mikol mokam kayam shagam mishu mispanes maskoros derachov mikol mokam shagir v'sheila sadira inze dai liktos ofin liskor sheyefshav ze beretzel al biyoker mo pshita in dira kopanin nechshav ani kaven sheino masayim zuz beerach." He says that even if a person has a maskoros kavua, he says, but there's man hazeh, but he doesn't have enough to buy a dira or to pay rent. So that means he doesn't have enough. And he says it's expensive in Eretz Yisrael. In the dialectos of Shem Liskor, Yevsha Zeh Eretz Yisrael of Yoker Mo treated the Dira al Koponim Nechshav Oni. Kim Sheinu Masayim Zuz Be'erach Shal Hayom. So he says, so based on what we need in today's economy, it won't be good enough. From a mela, he would be an ani. So it's right, because he needs anyway, in Eretz Yisrael, the whole shidduch system is based on, buying the dira. Once they get the dira, then it's a whole different way of living, and the whole system is an interesting system. But the dira is like, because the dira could take you over the house, Okay. Now the Mishnah that we saw before is this Mishnah Peah, but Baal HaBayis on page 17, She'over mimokom lamokom v'tzarech litol lekat shikol peah v'maisa oni. He told Shach Zul Beis HaYishalim, Dibre Blezer, Chacham Omim, Oni Hayam Ba'os HaShah. So, right, so Rav Lezer says when he comes back home he has to pay. Chacham said, no, he's an Oni. So an Oni doesn't pay. But you don't have to pay back tzedakah. You got your tzedakah because you're an Oni. Okay, there's another tshuva here from the Sefer Shevet HaKahasi. That Shammai Kahash HaKohen Gross. These are bells, I think, if I'm not mistaken. There was a big dayan in Borough Park of Shlomo Gross. Unfortunately, he was nifter. It was the bells of dayan in Borough Park. But this is in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. So let's see the tshuva he writes on page 19. He says, "Misha ain't lo kesef, lo yochel lavod ul harviach, im chuyovim lite lo tzedaka." So he doesn't have money, but he can get a job. But he's not getting. But he's lazy. So he's not. He doesn't have a job, but he could get a job. So do we have to? Now, he writes parenthetically. Yeah, if you're a full-time learner, so then you're allowed to be a full-time learner. And then you can get from... Yeah, right. He says, "Hashem hu ba'ofen d'ein tarasum noso. V'kagav nevada yilmod v'yene me'acherim." Right. So, I mean, and then you have to see, is this guy, really a full-time learner, as a not a full-time hawker, or a part-time hawker. But Lamaisa, he doesn't have a job. So am I mechuyev to give him tzedaka if he doesn't have a job, if he can get a job? So he says, "L'chori yesh raya, im yochel laharviach la'avod, you don't have to give him tzedakah if he could get a job. So get a good. Just as we said, in Hilchos Tzedakah, dein tzarich lumkor klei beiso. B'medrash b'klei achila shtia. You don't have to sell your pots and your aval migreda or oli dein kesef. You have a fancy silver or whatever, then you should sell it. But basic needs, you don't have to sell. You don't have to sell your spoons and forks. That's basic. You have some fancy knife that's silver or something like that, so sell it. But he says that, "Tadeim chuyovim oso limkor kalei tabshmisho." So Kesef Zahav Zdavka calls man she'in the tzarech litol me'akupa el enotel v'seisim yichidim aval imbo litol me'akupa shol tzedaka. But if you're taking tzedaka, then you can't take tzedaka if you could sell your fancy things, because you can sell it. But certain things, if you could sell, certain things we're not mechayiv to sell. with certain things, you know, the fancy stuff, we mechayev you to sell. So he says, so that means if we mechayev you to sell, that means because you have the ability to get the money, so then you don't have a right to take from the tzedakah. So the same thing, if you have the ability to get a job, you don't have a right to take tzedakah. Obviously, we're talking about a person who has the ability to get, you know, that's, you know. Maybe one could make a chiluk and say, well, over here, he has the stuff already. He has the property. So maybe then he has to sell it. But if you don't have the job, the question is, are you mechuyev? So he says, don't say, based on that Mishnah, you know, that I'm an ani now. So, Now, for Shteitzik, I think he's going to say later that, you know, Kolzman, that you're actively looking for the job, I think he says that later, then, okay, then, in other words, okay, now you woke up one day, you need to get a job, so that takes a little bit. So Kolzman, that you're looking for the job, so then in Hanami, then you didn't get it yet, so you could take... Tzedakah, I think he says, but if you just say it's not, I'm not getting a job. It's just because it's not, you know, it's not part of my culture. So then it's not part of my culture to have to give you tzedakah. Yeah. So he says. Yeah, let's look in the bottom paragraph, the Aruch HaShulchan that we saw. The Ayin Aruch HaShulchan on the bottom left, page 19. The Ayin Aruch HaShulchan, Shekosov, Hadam, Rina, the Balabayis, Ha'ove, Mimokom, Lomokom, Onihu, Ba'os HaShoah, Chosov, Aruch HaShulchan, Dabar Chom. Right, the Mishnah, right. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that his Chiddush was that in Mizeh HaBalabayis, Yicholto Lo'avos, Osu L'Kabel Tztaka. And Chedideh, the Alma, Dim Yochol, Ha'asti Kesef, also the Likach Tztaka. In Kirchha HaChanami, Im Yochel Avod, also the Likach. So just like the Dochel Chal Shani Hosem, the Havi Osher, El the Ein Lo, but the Echim Shemach Tzarek Lavas, Moshenki Ba'oni, he doesn't think you should make a Chiluk. He says, once you have that same Yisod, that you could, you can get the money. So if stuck is if there's no way out for you. If there's a way out, you can borrow whatever, get a job, so then get a job. Well, we're going to see that in the levels of tztaka, so you're supposed to help your family members first.
Oh, so if he doesn't go to his family members, I'm bothered.
I mean, he should go to his family members first. Uh-huh. If they don't give him, then...
Then we're
familiar. Yeah. Yeah, Ulamaisa, he writes on page 20 on the right. Ulamaisa mistabra im yochol lifi tivo mokom azman lavod ulaviach achshav otsu lo likach menat stocha. Aval ma'achi yaviach v'mokom amatim yirav v'chaygav d'mutu lo likach. Right, but until he gets the job, as we quoted him before, until he gets the job, then he can take the stocha. Aval kshadanim im litim ot stocha nirav d'mchuyovim litim afilu im lifi rosh hanayim. Ayin Efshel Olava, Mikol Mokom Yodim Mistarim Shal Chaver, Pesugu Olava Bosa Mokom Osa Zman Olo. So he says, In other words, but from my perspective, I don't know whether he could get a job or not. So I have to be down in Chavs Hus. But from his perspective, he says, he knows that he could do it, then he's not allowed to, you know, collect tzedaka. Only till he gets the job. So that was what we were quoting from before. That's from the Sefer. So that's the story. Now, next thing, page 31. A person who's in Koilo, and he gets wages from the Koilo, can he take tzedakah? It's talking about Ein lo kesef v'sparnas l'shana. So he says, Avrech Koilo, Avshe Yeshlo Maskoros, Kluve Koilo Sparis, Bahu B'nei Meiso, page 21, Rasha Litol Min Hatztaka, so Derech Emunah, Bevir Halacha, Vitama Vizra of Chaim Kanevsky, Tichol Mosalko B'chol Chodesh, Ein Ischai B'Slach Ziko. Right, so if they could just, you know, fire him, you know, from the, you know, he has no job security, so then, well,
that's true with most jobs.
Right. But most jobs, what? They could. There's no security. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so. I guess he's assuming that a coal is even more shaky. And then he says that so that he can get. He says this. But this, I think, I have to agree with Rav Shechter that the people who are in this position should be the people who are, you know, going to become the future, you know, poskim, rabbanim, rashi. But if everyone's going to just go into, you know, I don't think it's good for the society, I don't think it's good for the person, I don't think it's good for anybody. So, you know, people can get a work and they can learn. They can learn in the morning, learn at night, learn, you know, different times. There'll be still times to learn. But if everyone's going to say, I'm going to be a full-time kolo, and I'm just going to, I don't know, is that going to be the healthiest... And say, well, does everyone have the right to jump on the Tarasu Nosso wagon? I mean, that's basically the whole Israeli society and its problems. So I think it would be healthier, like Rav Shechter said, if a lot of people would go to work, and they'd learn also, but they'd go to work. But certain people who are going to be... going to be people who are going to give to the society, because they're going to become the Mora Hora, they're going to become the, you know, so then in the Kanami, the community should support these people, because the Jewish community needs, this is something that we need for the community, to people to pass Kachilas, people to be Rosh Hashivas, but not everyone is going to. Yeah, and especially if he's not cut out for the long term, he's not going to be Tarasom Nosson.
He's speaking to a bunch of Greek boys.
What?
He's speaking to a bunch of Greek boys.
Right. Right. So I'm speaking to anyone who listens to the... See, today, to give a shiur, somebody in Australia could be listening. Okay, and then he said, Bachi Yeshiva, here on page 22. Bachi Yeshiva, Shehorav Aniyim, Chashlo Lotzos, Minimaliot, Hashem Moses Lokashpe, Maisa Achim Huben, Hashim, Sharizim, Shehorav Nosim, Stachusa bei Rechava, also lo, also is lo kaspit stocha. So, Bafi Yeshiva, the parents are poor, so they can give him kesef meiser, but if he's a son of Ashirim, Shachorim Nosim Shachusa B'Yarechava, then obviously he can't take Okay, so what we discussed today basically is the Yisodos of Batsanani. We started off with the Mishnah of 200 Zuz, and then we said the Smak says that doesn't apply, Bizman is that the Torah says, and we saw the different reasons, either because of what the Torah says, we don't have Lechet Shecha, either because of we don't have the Kupa Batamchoy system set up today, or we don't have the Lechet Shecha, or we don't have an agricultural society set up, so we don't have that. So then you need something that you have a Karen that you could be Marviach indefinitely, and then you're not a Nani. But if you don't have that Karen that you could be Marviach, or if you have a job that you're Muchzak on the job, that also is like having a Karen. Unless it's Mamish Kotzov that you only got the job for a year. But if you got the job indefinitely, so then even though technically he could, like you said, he could be fired, but he's muksak in the job now, so and it's not kotzov that's going to be a year, so we assume the kolo, he said, yeah, he can be fired, so Rabbi Older said, but he can be fired from the job also, but I think we view the kolo as a less of a problem, you know, because the job perhaps is considered more of a muksak in an ingoing enterprise.
I mean, I hang around the Westside Kollel, the guys have been there for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, steady employment.
Right, yeah. Well, the Westside, you know, they have the heavy hitters that could help out, you know, and I don't know if the Westside Kollel is the best example of other situations that okay, but there's no mitzvah to be a nani. So if a person is really torasu umnoso, so then okay, in a chanami, but that's not, you know, the Gemara says in brachas har be'asuk rav shim b'yochai v'lo also b'yodam. So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner said it means that for the rabbin they shouldn't be doing like rav shim b'yochai. Rav shim b'yochai was meant for the miyot. For the Yechidim. So everyone has to have a hadracha of what he should be doing, with his Torah Derech Eretz, That was the Rabbi Schwab, Zatzal, wrote the book These and Those. I mean, he was basically defending both shittas, what he calls tied, Torah in Derech Eretz, and the Torah only. And he wrote this book. And then there's someone else who thought, no, he shouldn't give credibility to Torah and Derech Eretz. So he wrote a critique. Some other wrote a critique. And it says, no, only that. But the Mesa, it's Parnassus is important. You know, and that's why it's somebody's job. When people talk, when somebody is going to let somebody go, it's a big achrayus. It's a big, this day and age, people, very flippant, and but Moshe Feinstein was very strong, not to let, it's important, Parnassus is chiyusei, it's chiyus, it's life, so everyone should have a proper Parnassus that's good for what they could do, and they should, be begadol the family of Torah, Chuppah, Meis, and Tov.